When Indonesia's currency collapsed 20 years ago, it prompted one of the biggest upheavals the country's ever seen, with the Reformasi riots and the end of the Suharto regime. Today, the rupiah is sliding again, edging levels not seen since the 1998 currency crisis. In the lead-up to next year's election, analysts believe it's bad news for President Joko Widodo, who's chosen a Muslim cleric with relatively little experience in economic matters as his running mate. Indonesia correspondent David Lipson's filed this report.
This music video is one of the weapons being used by Indonesia's Change President movement. In the clip, musicians and politicians wearing headphones in a recording studio take turns to complain about life under President Joko Widodo. Food prices going up, they sing, electricity prices going up, the price of fuel increasing in the night. In the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, there are signs of a major shift in focus for next year's presidential poll, from religion to the economy. It's being driven by a 9% fall this year in the value of the Indonesian currency, the rupiah, which now edges 15,000 to the US dollar, a figure not seen since the 98 collapse. Professor of Economics at ANU, Hal Hill.
Indonesia had one of the modern world's biggest economic crises in 1997-98, when the rupiah went into free fall and the banking sector collapsed. And of course, it triggered the collapse of the Suharto regime. So every time you get significant movements in the rupiah, people begin to get a little bit edgy.
The currency concerns are well short of those in Turkey and Argentina. The current fall in the rupiah is nowhere near as precipitous as that of 98, and the Indonesian economy today is much better equipped to respond. Still, it presents a risk to President Joko Widodo's re-election campaign should inflation start to bite. Non-resident fellow at the Lowy Institute, Matthew Bush.
If food prices started to go up considerably, that could be a real problem. That is something that historically has moved votes.
The president has imported 2 million tons of rice this year, much more than usual, to ease the upward pressure. But his opponent, former military strongman Prabowo Subianto, can see an opening, releasing a statement citing grave concerns about the weakening currency and placing the blame at the feet of the popular President Widodo. Political risk analyst and author of Reformasi Information Services, Kevin O'Rourke, says the president's running mate, a conservative Muslim cleric chosen to boost his religious credentials, now presents a problem.
Widodo is approaching the election using the tactics from the previous war, so to speak. In fact, now it appears as if his opponents will be criticizing him mainly for his handling of the economy, and Widodo's running mate is no help at all in that arena. In fact, he's probably a hindrance.
On the other hand, he says, challenger Prabowo is running with a wealthy and astute businessman, Sandiaga Uno.
And so these two factors can make the presidential election contest a bit more competitive, possibly too competitive for comfort.
With 7 months to go, there's plenty of time for tactics and fortunes to shift again. This is David Lipson in Jakarta for AM.